Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, January 28, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call from the Dallas, Texas area. Boy, I'll tell you what, we have got a phenomenal call lined up for you today. We've got none other than Miss Rachel Lawton, who is a guest trainer this morning for us. She is a $100,000 ring earner with Legal Shield in the employee benefits space, and is certainly one of Legal Shield's top producers and top trainers. So we are very, very fortunate to have her on the call live with us here, and cannot wait to hear her training here this morning. I know we've got a lot of folks joining from coast to coast, and we want to certainly welcome you. We've got new associates joining, and this may be your first call, and we want to welcome you and always let you know, always remind you that this is the right place to be Monday morning. This is a great way to start out your week at 9 a.m. Central Time to plug in to this call live. We want to thank those of you who participated in the webinar that we had on Friday. We were so fortunate to have $300,000 ring earner Abby Parker present a training webinar on Friday. I thought she did a phenomenal job, and the feedback that we've received has been so ultra positive from that webinar. I do want to apologize. I know we had some people that were trying to get on, and we had such high attendance that we actually maxed out the number of attendees that we could have on that webinar. And so we did record it, thankfully, and it is available now in the back office under webinars. If you just click on that, and you'll see Abby's training there. I would highly recommend that you watch that. It was just a phenomenal training, just incredible information. And I know those of you that were on live, that were able to join that last week, you definitely want to go watch it again. It was one of those that it might take a couple times to really get that information to sink in, but again, we just want to thank those of you who participated, and certainly thank Ms. Abby Parker. I think she did just a phenomenal job, as we knew she would. And so take a look at that when you have a chance this week. We do have this week a couple of important things coming up. Thursday, obviously, will be the last day of the month, and we want to make sure that all business is into Legal Shield in a timely fashion. We'll post that on our Facebook page, the time deadlines for processing business here at the end of the month. But whatever your goals for January have been, if your goal was to be Performance Club qualified or to be Senior Director qualified or to bump your points up from for the Cabo trip, or certainly we have a lot of folks whose goal is to be Executive Director qualified, well, you've got 4 days to go in this month here. We want to make sure that we close out this month in a big way. I talk about this a lot at the end of a month, but, you know, at the end of the day, the membership that you write, the individual that you recruit, I mean, you know, the people that are being protected and serviced by these plans, their life probably isn't going to change a whole lot whether you process that membership on Thursday or Friday, on the 31st of this month or the 1st of next month. It's not going to affect them near as much as it may affect you. And you know, when you're making Performance Club and getting a big bonus check every month, or when you hit that 50th membership for Executive Director and all of a sudden you get a, you know, 12% increase in your commission, I mean, that's going to impact you. And we want to see that happen, obviously. So make sure that you're watching those deadlines, getting all that business in that you can here in the month of January to qualify you for these different qualification levels. And certainly congratulations to those of you who have already met your goal and are pushing forward here as we close out the month of January. This week, this Friday, I should say, being February 1st, we do our employee benefits roundtable call the first Friday of every month. So this coming Friday is the 1st of February, and being a new month, we'll do that roundtable call. It will be the same number that you dialed here to be on this call at 9 a.m. Central Time this Friday. Now, some of you might be new and you might say, you know, what is that roundtable call? Well, the roundtable call is an awesome opportunity to join many of our top producers. We've got several of our top producers that plug into that call every month, and it's just a fantastic opportunity to do some Q&A, ask some questions, and get some advice. We don't go into that call with any kind of an agenda or a schedule. We just leave it open. But yet, every month, that turns out to be a call that's just full of incredible content. And it has to do a lot with our culture, that our top producers are willing to share, hey, this is what's worked for me, and this is where I've seen some success. And so it's not a call where we throw out ideas. You know, it's not a call where we brainstorm. It's a call where we talk about things that are working in the marketplace. And it's, again, I mentioned, it's a great Q&A opportunity as well, where if you've got, you know, something that you've run into, an obstacle or something that you're having difficulty to find a way to overcome, well, I can guarantee you that whatever obstacle you might have, other top producers have faced something similar or the exact same thing. And they can share with you, hey, here's what I found that helped me overcome that, or here's what I found to help me improve in this way. And so bring your questions, bring whatever might be holding you back or whatever you found that has worked for you on Friday's roundtable call, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, that's Friday, this Friday the 1st at 9 a.m. Central Time, and it's the same number that you dialed to join the call this morning. We also have there's a new Legal Shield at Work training that's up in our back office as well. And I just want to thank Mr. Mark Riches. He was on a call last week with John Pletcha, the Senior Vice President for Legal Shield Business Solutions, and Glenn Peterson, the President of Legal Shield Business Solutions. And they rolled out several things. I really enjoyed hearing from them. One of the big announcements that they made was that they are discontinuing the declaration. And what that means, for those who may not be familiar, is the declaration was a document that if you opened a group of a particular size, you had to have them sign this document. And in some cases, it was a really good resource. Frankly, in other cases, it was confusing to the group, and it led to, you know, groups kind of stalling and saying, well, let's hold off. And of course, the last thing that we want, the last thing that Legal Shield wants, is to stall any business, is to put anything in the way that might keep us from writing business or might hinder us in writing business. And so they've discontinued that declaration, and so you don't have to worry about that anymore. And there are a lot of other exciting announcements that they will be rolling out. I know that my brother and I both have been a part of these committees that we've been just in discussion mode for the last 2 months, and we're all ready to get out of discussion mode and get into implementation mode. And I think you'll be hearing a lot of more exciting things over the next couple of weeks coming from the Legal Shield corporate office, specifically in Business Solutions. So I'm excited for that, and definitely looking forward to it. I mentioned that we've got, again, a very special guest speaker on the call this morning, Ms. Rachel Lawton from Minnesota. She is one of Legal Shield's top trainers. Legal Shield just recently pulled together a group, and they're using the term master trainer, which I think is an interesting term. I'm in that group, and I thought it was appropriate that people start calling me Master Riches. That did not go over very well, just so you know. But anyway, she is a master trainer, which just means that she's one of Legal Shield's top trainers. And we're so fortunate to have her on the call this morning. She's written over 1,500 of these memberships, so she knows what she's talking about. She's a six-figure ring earner. And I think one of the things that is impressive to me is that she receives those commissions as earned and is a six-figure earner as earned. She's going to be doing you've got a couple of opportunities to see Rachel depending on where you live. If you're in the Minnesota market, she's doing a Level 2 Employee Benefit Certification training this Saturday. And if you live in the Denver market, next Saturday, February 9th, she'll be doing a level one training. She's a special guest speaker at the level one training in Denver. So you can find information on both of those trainings on LegalShieldCalendar.com. But I wanted to make sure that we mention those because I know we've got people in those markets, and I think you'll hear from Rachel this morning. She's just so talented at breaking down how to do this business and how to be successful in employee benefit sales. And so if you're in one of those markets, I would highly recommend that you make the commitment and take the time to go see her. Those are certification trainings. Even if you're already certified, though, like I was just in Phoenix this past Saturday, and we had, I think, you know, around 65 or 70 people there. 85% of them were already certified. They just came out to hear a new trainer and to hear new perspective, and I'm a big supporter of that. You know, it's one thing to get a check mark by your name, but it's another thing to really plug in and listen to trainers and try to glean knowledge and information, and I think you'll find this morning that Rachel is one of those that it's easy to really gain a lot of that information. So, Rachel, we sure do appreciate you joining our call this morning, and certainly we appreciate your leadership. And with that, we'll thank you for being here and turn the call over to you.
Wow. Well, good morning, Mike. Thank you so much. And what an amazing introduction. For a minute there, I was going, I'm not exactly sure if he's talking about me or... But I just really appreciate you. And honestly, I think, you know, Master Riches is probably the best title we could ever give to you.
Fair enough.
I'm super on board with that. And good morning, everybody. I just appreciate you taking the time out of your Monday morning to, you know, sharpen the axe. You are doing the deal. This is the activity that really will propel your business forward. And so I just want to really congratulate you for, you know, taking the time out, for sacrificing that time from your family and other activities you may have going on with the kiddos. And especially if you're in the North Country like I am, we got pummeled by an awesome winter storm last night, and that tends to throw things off keel. So I just want to start by congratulating you and thank you for taking the time with us this morning. And really to thank Mike and Mark. You two, you know, you've been training me since day one, whether you know you have or you haven't, from afar. And I just really want to be gracious to you both for all the knowledge that you have given us, you know, year in and year out throughout this business. If it wasn't for leaders like the two of you, there's no way that I would have gone on to the track of success as quickly as I have. So sincerely thank you, and just grateful for the opportunity for us to be able to work more closely together. It's just been wonderful. So, you know, as Mike mentioned, I've had some success here in Legal Shield, and I think as we get started, it might be a good opportunity just to share with you a little bit about my background, a little bit about my story, and then we're going to talk on two seriously foundational items to the foundation of your business and building in a consistent manner. And so those two items will be prospecting and appointment setting. I know we hear those titles a lot, but hopefully we'll give you a different flavor here this morning of a couple of different items that you might not have heard of. So a little bit about myself. I have now been with Legal Shield for a little over 6 years. It's been an amazing journey. you know, when I first got started, I really have no professional background. Growing up, I grew up a single-parent household with six children in the inner city of the east side of St. Paul here in Minnesota. And at the age of 14, my mother left us. And so it was a really sort of a challenging time in life, as I'm sure you can imagine. But what that did for me and what God has done for me truly is through those challenges, there's always the silver lining. And hard work has never been a stranger to me. I've never been without, you know, three, four jobs at a time to help support my siblings and get on my own two feet. And so at the time that Legal Shield actually presented itself to me, I was cleaning houses about 40 hours a week and waiting tables on the nights and weekends. really just to make ends meet. I was introduced by my boyfriend at the time. He's now my husband. So yes, love stories can come from Legal Shield as well. But his name is Nick. He's definitely my better half. And Nick is a financial advisor. He has been an independent financial advisor for almost 20 years. I think he's coming up on his 20-year mark here this year. But one of the things that really intrigued him about Legal Shield, as I'm sure we've all heard from other financial advisors, was the will preparation and estate planning process. He was really excited about how that could really help his client base get those items in place on a more financially sound route. So he ended up having a luncheon at his office, invited me over, and the rest is history. I fell in love with the product. I became a product of the product, and within a few short months, I decided to make a little sideline income with Legal Shield. And just to be very clear, I know we're all of us that are on the line here this morning, we're in different areas of our business. For me, when I first got started, a full-fledged career with Legal Shield was not in my mindset. I truly was just looking for that extra $200, $300, $400 a month to beef up my savings account. And that was really the only thing that was in my mindset. But then I had the opportunity to go to an employee benefits certification training. And that truly opened up my eyes to the different areas of this business. For the first couple of years, I kind of went through some stumbling blocks, if you can relate. I was trying to do everything. And what I mean by that was, we've got so many different amazing facets of Legal Shield, and I was getting myself, sidetracked. I was hosting the briefings. I was going to the Super Saturdays. I was doing everything that I thought I was supposed to do. I was on every single training call. And I was seeing some success, hitting the performance club, doing those types of things, but I wasn't as far along in my business as I really wanted to be. And that was kind of at a turning point in my business. I was about 18 months in, still waiting tables, still cleaning houses, and working my business very spare time and looking for something more. And that's when I kind of triggered my focus to really allow myself permission to focus on the area of business that I love the most. And that is our employee benefits division. Since that time, my business has truly catapulted. I realized that I am absolutely not a multitasker. I'm not good at that. But when I become laser focused, then those things grow, right? They say that the things that you focus on the most will grow. And so kind of taking that into play here, since that time, I was able to now make six figures on an as-earned basis. The sky is the limit here with Legal Shield. Just recently hit Platinum Executive Director for the first time. And it's certainly not to brag or boast, but just to kind of give you a glimpse of where I've come from, a little bit about my journey before we get into the training here that might help you in different areas. I know, again, we're all on a different realm within our business. So today, I just really want to give you permission to give yourself grace, to know that if you're having some of those struggles as well, you're definitely not alone. And finding a focus might be something that's helpful for you as well. And so as we kind of dive into the training here today, there are two hugely foundational pieces to building and growing our business. And without these two pieces, nothing else really happens. When I went into my very first group school, as what we used to call in the past, now it's certification training, I was just so excited to get to that enrollment meeting. I was so excited to meet the decision makers in those companies and so excited to get to the enrollment meeting and write those applications that we always hear about in the trainings. But one of the foundational pieces to that is that you actually have to get out and prospect. And you have to do that on a consistent basis. So I'll get people all the time, they'll ask me, what are you doing differently? How is your business growing? And not to sound cliche, but there's really only one piece there, and that is the only thing that matters is true consistency. If we're not building on a consistent basis, then things fall flat and we don't typically get to where we want to be. And I know we've all heard that before, but it truly is the bread and butter and the foundation of building your business with a strong foundation that's going to catapult you into the next realm of your success. So when we talk about prospecting, you know, there's a lot of different areas and ways that we can do prospecting, right? We have our warm market. We have different networking functions. We have our cold market. Sometimes our warm market is our cold market. if you can relate to me, my warm market was bitter cold. and here in Minnesota, we're certainly used to that. I think this morning maybe we're at -8, but it felt like my warm market was just about at that -8 mark. Really the purpose of talking about that is that we have so many different areas that we can go out and prospect, right? The one thing that I had to do for myself was give myself permission to do the things that, even in the area of prospecting, that really suited my personality. What did I enjoy the most? And, you know, not really getting overwhelmed or bogged down. And so I'll just be real with everyone. In the beginning, I did everything. I did the cold calling, the 75 dials a day. I did the knocking on doors in January in Minnesota, walking my community. I did the networking functions, and I'll talk about how I did it all wrong and how it might be able to help you to not do it as wrong as I did. And then I'll talk about our warm market as well. When we go into different trainings and functions like that, we do talk a lot about our warm market and how to build our list. And again, just to be fully transparent, when I got started with my Legal Shield business and I realized I really wanted to master the craft of employee benefits within Legal Shield, it was a foreign language to me. It was something I had never done before, but I knew that I loved people. And in my entire background, since my first job at the age of 14, customer service is something that I absolutely love. So in kind of working through my warm market, though, it was really tough. The people that I knew that were centers of influence knew me in a different role. So I would clean the houses of the people that owned the businesses. And it was really difficult for me to go into those people and now let them know that I'm, you know, selling legal plans and identity theft, and could I talk to their employees? I kind of went about it in the wrong manner. And if you feel like maybe you're spinning your wheels or your warm market is cold as well, a couple of different things that have really helped me is in the approach, how to warm up that approach so it doesn't feel like we're prospecting to those centers of influence, to those people, but that we're just simply asking them for their help. This was an aha moment for me when I first learned this approach. I believe it was from Marty Galano at one of the trainings at a conference. And although it seems like something so small and minute, I didn't think to do that in the past. And it really changed my perspective in making my warm market a little bit more warm to the idea of helping me out. And so as you're creating your list, as you're adding to your list, those people that we call, you know, maybe they're on our chicken list and we don't want to tap into them because we don't feel like we're qualified enough or don't really know how to approach it without sounding weird, or we don't feel like we know enough information. If we just simply go to those people and ask for help, that's the approach that is really going to open up doors. You know, working through them, whether you're seasoned in the business or, you know, maybe brand new to these activities. There's one specific training that actually triggered me big time, and this was actually just this last October. Mike and I had the opportunity to meet with some top trainers in the company. And Marty Galano went through a training on how he was able to earn his six-figure ring within the first 10 months of his business by going through this activity. And that is just simply to build your warm market list far enough away from you to where it no longer hurts. Getting into those people that maybe you went to college with, maybe you went to high school with, maybe you're on your Facebook page and you don't really know them personally, that just simply means that when they tell you no, it won't hurt as bad, right? And so when we're working towards those people, that conversation is going to be very easygoing. I would maybe tap into Mike that I went to high school with and say, hey, Mike, I know it's been a while since we've been, you know, in touch with one another. I see life is treating you real well. Just wanted to, you know, have a conversation and not a pitch. That was what I did wrong in the beginning, was kind of giving that pitch to those that are in my warm market. Oh, my gosh, Legal Shield is amazing, and you can make so much money, and you should have this for your employees, and, you know, just kind of puking all over people, and nobody likes the smell of puke, and they can, you know, they're going to run away scared. But again, those are the things that I did in the beginning that didn't really help me. But more so going to Mike and saying, hey, I see life is treating you real well, building that communication to where I can simply just say, I'm reaching out to you, ask for some help. You know, I see that you're having some success in life here. I recently started with a new company offering a variety of identity theft and legal services. I wonder if you might give me 15 minutes of your time. I'd love to get your feedback on it and see if you might know of anyone that I might be able to help out. Now, that's an approach that doesn't feel that the person needs to have their guard up, and you're just simply asking for help in a manner that is a little bit more open. So I hope that's helpful when we're working through our warm market. And I would highly encourage you, if you have the opportunity in your local market to attend the new Level 1 certification training, it is a game changer. And we really talk about the concept selling. We talk about how to build your list far enough away from you. We do lots of activities that are in class about building that list in a different way, sharing scripts and different things like that. And so I'm just going to give you a plug for that Level 1 certification training. If you have one out in your local market that you can get out to, just log into the LMS on your back office. You'll be able to see the list of those that are coming up. And I would just encourage you to get out there. The second item of prospecting that's near and dear to me, again, but I skinned my knees and did some things that I should not have done, but that is joining a networking group or networking functions. You know, we hear about that a lot, whether it is BNI group, whether it is your local chamber of commerce, to really build those relationships. And so I'll just be transparent with you. I did it all wrong in the beginning, you guys. And if you feel like maybe you've done it wrong or you're not gaining traction within a certain networking group, or maybe you haven't tapped into that yet, please don't make the same mistakes that I did. So here we are. You know, it was probably 4.5 years ago when I went to my first networking group. And I had never learned or knew that something called networking was even a thing. And I found out there was this whole underground world that you could just show up to these different meetings around the city and hand out your business cards and tell people all about your business and meet different business professionals and learn about their business. And I was just oohing and aahing over this because I was looking to prospect, right? So I went to every single networking function that was in my backyard. I went to the breakfast before the breakfast meetings. I went to the breakfast meetings. I went to the lunch meetings. I went to the happy hour meetings. I went to the networking after work meetings. I did everything. And again, I did it all wrong without a focus. I didn't know that there was an etiquette to networking. I honestly thought that when you went out to these functions that people were just going to start buying business from you. And I know it sounds so ridiculous and naive, but it ended up getting to a point, and this is so embarrassing, but I believe transparency is our most powerful tool. But it really did. It got to a point where I would walk into a room at my local BNI or my local, you know, networking after work function, and people would start darting away from me. Like, oh no, there's that legal girl again, right? And I didn't know what I was doing wrong. I think I'm a pretty lovable person. I tend to make friends easily, but I didn't know there was an etiquette. And I had the opportunity to listen to a training call that was done by Kim Melia about the etiquette of networking, and I was so embarrassed. I thought, oh my goodness, I've been doing this all wrong the whole time. No wonder I'm getting nowhere. And I had the opportunity to reinvent myself, got married now to Nick and moved across the city, 45 minutes away, where I could kind of reinvent myself and do it right this time. And so, again, being laser focused and consistent, I just chose one, and that is my local area Chamber of Commerce. If you are a part of your local Chamber of Commerce, you'll know that it's really about building relationships, about volunteering in your community, about being the face in your community, and being an advocate for those businesses. So with that, I just really made it a goal to attend, you know, one chamber function each week, to be consistent, and to try to get to know the people in the community. So when I did go ahead and set an appointment or have a decision maker luncheon or event in the community, that they'd be so open to coming and learning about my business without being weird about it. So if you find yourself in some stumbling blocks regarding networking, you're absolutely not alone. There is absolutely an etiquette to you, and if this is the first time you're hearing it, please don't feel ridiculous. There was a first time that I heard about it too. And just know that you have the opportunity to change things up a little. One of the things that I've done as well, because I have opened successful businesses in the other side of town, of course, and going back to those people and just being honest about, hey, oh my gosh, I can't believe how I approached you in the past. I'm so embarrassed. I was just getting started. Thank you for being gracious to me, and just being humble about it and open and honest about it. I've shared some laughs with people in the past that used to be darting for the door, you know. So you do have the opportunity to reinvent that and to really be that advocate within the community and know how to do networking properly. The last area of focus we're going to talk about regarding prospecting is our cold market. You know, again, I did everything. I dialed for dollars in the, you know, in the wintertime here in Minnesota, it gets really, really cold. I think on Wednesday we are in the lows of negative 10, 15 degrees with a wind chill in negative 20. So a lot of people don't even leave their homes, which is a wonderful thing about our business. We don't necessarily have to. So in those times, you know, cold calling or using different platforms like LinkedIn are perfect areas that we can really tap into our cold market. This is one thing that I will say, again, going back to what we talked about in the very beginning, and that is our consistency. Consistency and focus. Right? So there's a million different ways that we can prospect. There's a million different ways that we can cold market prospect. My advisement would be just to pick the items that best suit who you are and your personality and devote your prospecting time to those items. Do it in a consistent manner for no less than 6 months. Track your ratios and know where you're going to be. When I went through the prospecting through cold market, I really didn't have very much success in cold calling. It was awkward to me. I didn't feel natural. And I found that a lot of people would never answer the phone. I was getting real frustrated going through those numbers, and I realized that part of my strong suit was knocking on doors. To actually smile at someone, shake their hand, you know, introduce myself. It, like my good friend Dave Spangler always says, it's so much easier to hang up a phone than it is to get rid of a body, right? So if you're walking in the door, it's so much harder to be kicked out of that door or the lobby that you're walking into than it is for someone just to simply hang up the phone on you. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been kicked out before. I actually had one guy one day. I'll never, ever forget this. His name was Scott, and I was between shifts. So I had just gotten done cleaning all of my houses for the day, and I had a couple of hours before I had to be to my waitressing shift that evening. And I decided to knock down some doors. Well, I walked into one particular office, and I can't really call him a gentleman, but I will thank him for being rough with me. He basically asked me where my parents are and told me to go back to school. I was mortified after that, but I still went and knocked on the next door. So it's not always an easy thing. I will never tell you that it's an easy thing, but consistency is king. The other item in cold calling that I really found a home in, and that is the platform called LinkedIn. If you're not currently on LinkedIn, it's something that I believe personally is the most underutilized and powerful free tool that we have at our fingertips. I have devoted a lot of time on this platform. It is amazing, the different areas in how you can use that, but how to really warm up that cold market. If you're not familiar with LinkedIn, I would highly encourage you. I actually do a sideline training on this exact topic because there's a learning curve there. But YouTube is a great free resource if you're looking to kind of revamp maybe your profile picture, if you're looking, how do I actually prospect successfully on LinkedIn. You can just plug that right into the search bar on YouTube. It's a phenomenal tool there. And all sorts of different training videos on all sorts of different topics regarding LinkedIn and how to cold market or warm up your cold market via LinkedIn. So I hope some of those items have been helpful for you in the prospecting techniques, the different areas that we can prospect. And I just can't say this enough, you guys. The focus and consistency is king. It's the only number one thing that really matters is the consistency. It doesn't really matter how, what area in which you're prospecting. You just need to make sure you're doing it consistently. You're not getting sidebarred. You're not trying to do LinkedIn today and then cold calling tomorrow. Then your LinkedIn gets backed up, and then you forget about when you go back to LinkedIn, you forget about who you need to cold call. I would just really encourage you to find a tool that works the best for you, that's simplistic, that's easy, and something that you can do on a daily, consistent basis. Now, as we wrap up here, my segment will be over in just a few moments, but I wanted to really talk about our second foundation here in building your business in a strong way. And that is setting the appointment. There's so many different areas of our business in employee benefits that's incredibly important, such as our prospecting or, having the decision maker meeting, getting to that yes, getting to the height of it, which is what we all want, and that's that enrollment meeting, and then servicing, lots of different areas within just the realm of employee benefits. And sometimes when we're prospecting, we forget that our whole goal there is to set the appointment with a qualified prospect. And again, I come to you from really just a place of transparency and humility. I know that in the beginning, I had no idea how to close the sale. So I may have been really great at setting an appointment, but I started realizing that the folks I was setting appointments with were not the true decision makers. They were not the ones that could actually put their stamp of approval and move forward. I also found that I had a really hard time with just simply asking for the sale, with just simply, asking the closing questions. And so I started, thank goodness for my husband. He's amazing. He got me some books on how to close the sale, the art of closing the sale, you know, things that could help me in my language and not seem so awkward. So professional development is huge, you guys. If you're having issues with closing or asking for the close or the next step, just seek out some of those good tools that are out there at your local library that are free, downloadable, you know, that can help you with those areas. But how we really identify a qualified prospect, firstly, we really want to target our best target market. And that's going to be companies that are local. Their headquarters are local, right? They have 100 or fewer employees because our sales cycle is so much shorter with that. It's typical that when we are targeting local companies with under 100 employees, you're only going to have one or two people that will be in charge of making decisions for those companies. So again, setting the appointment with the correct person. And not only that, it really allows you, again, to be that advocate in the community. So, you know, small business owners know other small business owners, right? And if we do it right and we're working with the local headquarters or working with companies that have under 100 employees, we're not going through all of the red tape dealing with brokers and things like that, and our sales cycle is so much shorter. And so identifying who those true decision makers are, if you're using Reference USA or if you're using LinkedIn, you really want to focus on top-down marketing. And what that simply means is that when we're going to set appointments with a qualified prospect, again, with local companies under 100 employees, we want to make sure that we're actually setting that appointment with that company owner or with the CFO of that company. And the reason why we want to do that is because it is so much better. Even let's say maybe the owner doesn't have time to meet with us, but what they'll do is then refer you to Sally, who's their HR director, and coming from Mike, who's the company owner, and telling Sally that she needs to schedule a meeting with Rachel Lawton, it is so much better received. And so, you know, if we're really truly targeting the true decision maker of a company, we want to go to the highest level, scheduling that meeting. If they defer you to Sally, who's the HR director, or let you know that they just don't have time, then it's okay to open up that conversation, ask the question of, well, you know, who might I speak with? Who would you like to delegate this project to? It's okay to ask those questions, but typically with a company, again, hitting in our target market of 100 or fewer employees, you're going to be dealing direct with the business owner. And so, you know, a lot of times you will be dealing with human resources professionals that can make decisions. And if you are scheduling meetings with the human resources director, there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of times they can make those decisions, and then they look like a superstar, right? But when we're doing that, and if that's our strategy, maybe we have a good connection with an HR director of a company, we definitely want to make sure to reach out to that person. And then when scheduling the appointment, the key phrase at the end is, you know, well, I'll go ahead and, you know, I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'll go ahead and send you over a calendar invite so we're all synced up. Is there anybody else within the company that helps you make these types of decisions? Should we be inviting them to the meeting? And that's something that is so helpful because if Sally can't make that full decision, instead of her going back and having to present what we're doing, she now can say, well, actually, yes, Mike helps us make those decisions. The ultimate deal is going to come down to Mike. I'll send it over to him and see if he's free on that date as well. So, you know, again, qualifying that prospect, making sure that they're a local company, the local headquarters is there, making sure we're setting the appointment with a proper person, that's really going to help our sales cycle, you know, slash that right down in half. It's going to help us put food on the table every week for our families. It's going to help us pay those bills. It's going to help us beef up our savings account or whatever your personal goals are, is really setting the appointments with the qualified prospect. So with that, I believe that my time is just about up, but I just want to thank you all so much, again, for your time here this morning, for really sharpening that axe. I hope that some of the items that I've shared with you here this morning have been valuable, have been helpful. Know that you're not alone. We're all doing the same thing out here and grinding it out. We truly are a family. And Mike and Mark, I just want to thank you so much again for your leadership, for inviting me to be on the call here this morning. If there are any questions, I'm more than happy to answer those at this time, but I'll turn it back over to you.
No, Rachel, that was absolutely phenomenal. I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten, text messages, emails, while the call has been happening, thanking you for being on the call and just saying how much this information is helping people. So really, with very deep gratitude, we thank you for being on and just for sharing and being so transparent and so real, so authentic and genuine. I mean, I love your approach to training. I always have. And this morning was just, you knocked it out of the park. That was absolutely fantastic. I love the great tips and nuggets. I mean, just one after another, there were so many. I know we have people that their hand is hurting right now because they've been taking notes nonstop while you've been sharing. And really, we really do appreciate you sharing and preparing that training. And again, folks, if you have a chance to get to a market where you can see Rachel live, I don't really have to highly recommend it anymore because she just spoke, and you know how helpful that could be. But I do highly recommend that you get there. You don't have to take my word for it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know how great she is and how worth it will be to get to one of her live events. I want to take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee. We do have Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum Executive Director and $700,000 ring earner, standing by on the call this morning. Mark, I'd love to hear your thoughts before we close out the call here.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Master Mike. I appreciate that. And great job to Rachel. Wow, that was fantastic information. And I was just thinking about the power of plugging into trainings like she does all over the level one trainings, the level two trainings. She's doing a level two training, I think, in Minnesota this week on Saturday. And, you know, we just heard 30 to 40 minutes with incredible information that can transform your whole business. She's sharing with you and I things that she's learned over the years that's helped her in her business. You don't have to go out and learn those same things. You can grab those from her training. And just imagine, she spoke 30 to 40 minutes today. Imagine spending 3 to 4 hours or even longer, 6 hours with one of these trainers. And Rachel, again, thank you so much. We're so blessed to have you on the call this morning. And now I understand why they call it cold calling at -8 degrees up there in Minnesota. Burr, I thought it was cold here this morning at 30. And, stay warm is all I can say, and boy, that is cold. I know the whole country is going to get cold this week. She talked about prospecting. That's the key. If you want to make more money, if you want to open more groups and have more enrollments, you just have to master the art of prospecting, and I would just challenge you to really focus on that. This is a great time to be prospecting. I always say this. I just want to reiterate it. There are companies right now, today, in most of our local markets, I mean, right here where we are, that are looking for exactly what we have. And I hope you really believe that. I mean, there are companies that are having discussions today in board meetings and conference calls saying, hey, we've had a data breach and we need an identity theft plan. And they're saying, Joan, can you look into that? Can you find, I've heard of LifeLock. And then someone in the board meeting says, yeah, I have LifeLock. I like it. Well, can you call LifeLock? You know, that's how that conversation's going down. And they need to have your card, your business card, in front of them and say, well, there was a person, a lady or a gentleman that stopped by last week and dropped me this. They do a free identity theft workshop. We'll call them. See, that's how fast you can win the competition if you're just out there prospecting, getting your name in front of them. So think for a minute in your mind, who has your business card? Who has your material? Who has your information in front of them? How many of those did you get out last week? That's how you win in this game. It's getting your information out there. I remember Rebecca Baker from California, once she had a law firm that she had just prospected, dropped off her information to. She wasn't in an active decision-maker meeting or anything with them, but I remember they had a employee that left. It wasn't really a data breach. They just had an employee that left the firm, and he had had access to a lot of personal information, and everyone was freaking out. And that was really all that happened. No data breach. They, you know, the employee didn't say, I'm taking all your stuff and selling it. They were just concerned. Well, it was a law firm, a pretty successful law firm, and they said, we want to offer, I remember seeing the email they sent to Rebecca, we want to offer identity theft protection for all of our employees here at the firm. How do we go about doing that? I mean, there's companies like that right now in our market areas. We just have to reach out, and it's all about talking. And I love the different ways that Rachel shared today about how to prospect and so many ways to get contacts in our market. I wanted to mention we added on the AMS dashboard in the back office. So if you go to your AMS and then hit the dashboard button, there's a list now of the top recruiters and top producers. Now, this is a live list, so this is a list for this month in January, and it shows the top recruiters in the company, which we've got some fierce competition going for first place there. I'm excited to see how that plays out over the next 4 days. And also right below that, the top producers. So you can see who's ranking in the top positions right now in our organization, and that's a new addition. And then, of course, we post at the end of the month, like on Friday, we'll post all of January's results, the top 20 in each category. Mike, you mentioned the Legal Shield at Work link. This is in the first section in Legal Shield and ID Shield section in your back office, right at the bottom, and it's called Legal Shield at Work Training. And Legal Shield's put some really great training together on how to use Legal Shield at Work. This is the software. Legal Shield at Work is the software program and the management system that they're using to manage their group accounts. And it's really important that you understand Legal Shield at Work. This is where you're going to enter your new groups. This is where you put in your membership applications, and it's where really your hub of working this business. And again, attending these level one certification trainings that Legal Shield's putting out all over the country. And again, she mentioned we can go to that LMS in the back office under the B2B and see those certification trainings and where they are, and find out where where the training is in your area and plug into those. Get to those so that you can be on top of the game here at Legal Shield. Also, I really enjoyed, I just want to mention one more thing. I really enjoyed Abby Parker's webinar last week. That was really, in my opinion, one of the best training webinars we've ever had. And she really broke down decision-maker meetings and how to relate to the people that you're in front of. And I just thought she had done it. I've seen a similar training to that many times, but I thought she really tied it into our business and our industry in a great way. And again, that's in that same section. When you log in your back office, the first section there on your left, Legal Shield and ID Shield, and it's under the third or fourth link down called Webinar Trainings, and it's the one right at the top there. If you miss that, be sure to go watch that right now. I mean, it's really, really good information. And then, you know, don't miss them. Those are great. Of course, we did max out our lines on the webinar platform. But it's an exciting time. We've got 4 more days in the month. I'm excited to see everyone get their performance club points in. We've got a lot of people going for senior director and executive director this month. Had a record number of new platinums last month. It's an exciting time to be out there. I'm proud of each one of you for getting on a call on a Monday morning and treating your business like a business, treating it seriously so that you can make serious money. There's a lot of money to be earned out there. Legal Shield's paying out over $500,000 every single day. Big bonuses on the table. Huge B2B incentives available. I hope you've looked at that. I hope that's hanging in front of you. And we talked about that last week, so I won't reiterate it, but I'm going to reiterate, I'm not going to restate the whole thing, but, you know, just 10 groups, I think it's $2,600 in bonuses you make. And that's over the first quarter, January, February, March. So go make that happen. You've got to be Performance Club qualified to get the incentives. You've got to be a Legal Shield Advantage member. Make sure those things are done by the end of this week. Appreciate, once again, Rachel, for an incredible training this morning to kick our week off. Let's make it a great one. And, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic, Mark. I could not agree more. I think we've been well-fed this morning. I had the privilege of actually kind of co-teaching a class back in December with Rachel, as well as Abby Parker and Doris French here in the Dallas area. And it was just a really neat opportunity for me. And one of the things, for sure, the highlight of that class was Rachel got up and she did a live enrollment presentation. So she went through her presentation, and it was just incredible. And the four of us are actually going to be doing that training. It's a level two training, kind of in conjunction with the Legal Shield Convention in Dallas. So if there are some of you that would like to come in a couple days early, we're going to be doing that on Wednesday, March 27th. We're going to start that a little bit later. We're going to start it at 10 o'clock because there are going to be some people they're going to fly in early that morning. But if I have anything to do with it, if I have any say in the matter, I'm gonna really try to persuade Rachel to do that live enrollment presentation again. knowing her heart, I think that she would be very willing to share that again. It was phenomenal. It was absolutely incredible. So anyway, we'll put details up on the events page later this week. But I just would love to have anyone that would like to come in a couple days early to Dallas. And speaking of Dallas, what an awesome opportunity, Mark, to piggyback on what you just said, to listen to people, to hear from speakers and trainers that have crossed the bridges that we're trying to cross, that have made the progress that we're trying to make. You know, here's not just one or two people, but an entire weekend full of those speakers. And I'm telling you, that's the opportunity that we have at the end of March. So we're only 2 months away from that. I mean, literally 2 months from today will be the first, you know, real day. That Thursday, you know, we've got trainings kind of in that afternoon on Thursday and different events. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, the main events. But that's 2 months from today, y'all. If you have not registered for that yet, make sure that you do that. That's on the events page in the back office. You know, as you really start to finalize your travel plans, keep in mind, you know, we've got these things that are happening. We'll also have a team event, most likely on Saturday evening as well. We're still firming up the details on that, but really excited to get together with all of our agents from around the country, and just get to not only socialize and spend time together. There's an element of that as well, but it's the learning, it's the growth opportunity. Those large conventions, the big events, they really set you ahead 6 to 12 months in your business. So if there's anybody out there that's thinking, well, I don't know if I'll go to Dallas, I need to change your mind this morning, and you need to make the commitment to going. There's just no other way to replicate the experience of being there. With that, we want to thank again Mr. Mark Riches for sharing your thoughts, and certainly we want to express our deep and profound gratitude to Miss Rachel Lawton. I'm so used to saying Rachel Johansson because she got married, so I have to catch myself every time, but Rachel Lawton for sharing this morning and for her leadership and her just incredible willingness to share these incredible nuggets and to, again, just be so authentic and so genuine about the way that she trains. Thank you to everyone for joining the call this morning. We really do appreciate you. We want to wish you the very best as you close out the month of January this week, and we'll join you on Friday morning on our B2B Roundtable call at 9 a.m. Central Time, the same number that you dialed here. God bless every one of you. Thank you again for being on the call. We'll talk to you soon.